It's story time.
The Amazing Galapagos Islands. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Chapter 1. The Galapagos Islands. About 600 miles off the coast of Ecuador are some very unusual islands. They have an unusual location. They are right on the equator. They have an unusual climate because of the cold ocean currents and the way they were formed. They have unusual animals living on them. Some of these animals don't live anywhere else in the world. This makes these islands very special. The islands are home to tortoises that can live up to 200 years. The only penguins on the equator live here. The islands also have birds with bright blue feet and iguanas that can swim. Islands can be formed in several ways. Sometimes they are created when rising seas separate hills and mountains from the mainland. Sometimes the opposite happens. Over time, oceans and lakes grow smaller. The high land that was previously underwater comes out of the water. Sometimes, underwater volcanoes on the ocean floor put out lava. This lava hardens and creates layers of land. More and more layers are added over many centuries. And over time, the hardened lava rises to the surface of the water. The volcanoes continue to grow, and the islands continue to expand as the melted rock meets the cool ocean. This is how the Galapagos Islands were formed. They are volcanic islands. Volcanoes off the coast of Ecuador began far below the ocean's surface. Slowly, over millions of years, the lava rock grew into lava mountains. Not only do volcanoes contribute to the size of the islands formed this way, but they also make the islands great places to live. Because lava comes from deep within the earth, it contains minerals that make rich soil. This means that islands formed by lava contain the perfect nutrition for plants and trees. When the winds blew seeds across the new islands, these seeds had a nutritious place to grow. They were able to grow roots, to grow strong, and to adapt to their new land. When there is plenty of vegetation, animals have a lot to eat. Animals arrived on the volcanic islands and began to live very well there. But these animals were cut off from the main part of the land. They stayed on the islands. Over time, they became a little different from their cousins hundreds of miles away. This is partly why the Galapagos Islands are so well known. Humans were not part of Galapagos life until the 16th century. Like the animals, the first Europeans arrived there by accident. Unlike the animals, they did not see much use for the place. It looked empty. Finding water was extremely difficult for them. So, for a long time, the islands were ignored by most of the countries that were exploring this region. Who makes use of islands that officials ignore? Chapter 2. People find the Galapagos. Pirates were one group who made use of the Galapagos Islands. Pirates used the Galapagos Islands as a place to hide and wait for ships carrying treasure from the Americas. The pirates discovered where to find fresh water and food, so they could stay hidden for a long time. Some of these sea robbers had special permission from their governments to attack ships from enemy countries and take their treasure. Pirates were not considered criminals if they were caught. Later, whale hunting became the main form of business around the Galapagos. More whaling ships meant more people and more hunting of animals on the islands. Some of the unusual animals on the islands were lost forever. Chapter 3. Charles Darwin. In 1832, Ecuador formally claimed the islands. Ecuador soon allowed people to begin living on the islands, but not many actually did. In 1835, an important visitor arrived. This important visitor would make the quiet Galapagos Islands famous around the world and write new scientific history. This visitor was Charles Darwin. In the 1800s, scientists were starting to question the changes that occurred in animals over thousands or even millions of years. This process, called evolution, was a matter of great debate. Darwin was aware of these questions. As he took notes about what he found on the islands, he started to make very interesting observations. He noticed that the species of animals and plants on the islands were slightly different from the ones found in other areas of the world. He noticed that the animals showed differences even among the islands themselves. They were the same animals, but they were a little different on different islands. Darwin began to wonder why. Because of what he saw on the Galapagos Islands, Darwin believed that animals and plants slowly changed over time. He thought about the changes that were different from island to island. He noted changes that reflected an animal's ability to survive in its surroundings. He believed that the animals were slowly adapting to their own unique environments. They were evolving differently. Many years later, in 1859, Darwin wrote On the Origin of Species, in which he discussed his theory of natural selection. In the book, Darwin explained the idea that animals changed depending on their environments. Those changes that worked with the environments led to stronger animals. The animals that did not change died out. This, said Darwin, led to the evolution of plants and animals. Not everyone agrees with this controversial theory. People still argue about it today. Chapter 4. Animals and Plants of the Galapagos. What animals did Darwin see on the Galapagos Islands? Let's take a look at some of the unusual animals that have changed in ways that help them live on these islands. The Sally Lightfoot crab is brightly colored and very fast-moving. It avoids other animals easily. The marine iguana is the only iguana in the world that can swim. It can dive over 10 meters into the water. This was a very big discovery for science. It made people ask how and why this iguana had changed so much compared to other iguanas around the world. The cormorant found here is the only species of cormorant that cannot fly. It does have wings, but it doesn't need to use them. There are no animals on the islands that eat them, so they can live on the ground safely. The Galapagos cormorant dives in the water to hunt for food. It eats fish and other small animals from the ocean floor. This is the blue-footed booby. This bird does an energetic dance to show off its feet to a possible mate. Those blue feet are very attractive to female boobies. The bluer the male's feet, the better he looks to the females. The only penguins at the equator live in the Galapagos. This is the farthest north that penguins can be found. They spend a lot of time in the water to keep cool during the day. There is something else unusual for a region this small. The Galapagos area has four very different vegetation zones or areas. The coastal zone along the shore is where you will find trees and plants that can handle salty water. The humid zone is located in the higher regions of the islands. More rain falls in this zone because of the height of the hills. The humid zone is where you will find mosses, ferns, and some strange flowers. In the dry zone, which is the largest one, there are many varieties of cactus. Here, the world looks like a lava desert. It does not look like a tropical area. There is also a transition zone. It occurs between the dry and humid zones. There is a mix of vegetation here, so the islands have a little bit of every kind of zone. This is partly what makes the plant and animal species there develop in special ways. The clear, cool waters around the Galapagos Islands are interesting too. Here, three ocean currents meet, and with them come whales, sharks, and brightly colored fish. Dolphins play in the sea too. The biggest fish in the world swims here. It is the whale shark. Whale sharks like to eat very small plants and animals called plankton. They are found all around the world, but divers at the Galapagos Islands can swim with them easily. Chapter 5. Visiting the Galapagos. For many people, visiting the Galapagos Islands is like seeing a real-world science project. They can study the ways these animals and plants live in their real environments. They can study the same kinds of animals that Darwin saw. For other visitors, it is like entering a zoo and an aquarium with no walls or windows. The animals are usually not afraid of people, so it is possible to see them up close. Visitors are asked to be careful and not to touch the animals. The lack of fear can be dangerous for the animals. In fact, for centuries it made them easy to hunt. When humans arrived on the islands, they sometimes brought other animals, such as goats and dogs. These new animals caused problems for the native ones. Over time, some Galapagos species disappeared forever. The country of Ecuador wants to protect the islands and the life there. People are allowed to visit and even to live there, but they must be very careful. Now there are about 30,000 people living on the islands. More than 160,000 visit each year. To protect the unusual life, large parts of the islands have been named as national parks. This protects the wildlife living here. If people visit, they must go with a guide. In 1978, the Galapagos Islands were named a World Heritage Site. Several scientific groups around the world have also become involved in protecting the plants and animals of the Galapagos. They help people understand the delicate world there. The islands of the Galapagos are a world treasure. They are a living exhibit of unusual animals and plants. They need to be carefully protected for future generations to study and visit.